Michael Genovese from Channel 9. Channel 9's US correspondent joins me now live. Michael, good morning. God, if it's not raining, it's pouring. Good morning.
Luke, good morning. It was actually snowing a little earlier. Pretty cold here at the Federal Courthouse in Manhattan for the Ghislaine Maxwell trial. Hey, you could be forgiven for thinking it's the Jeffrey Epstein trial. It's been 2 days now, and he has been spoken about almost every minute, including the cross-examination of his former pilot this morning, a guy by the name of Larry Vazosky. So he flew him for close to 30 years. He reckons that he would have flown Jeffrey Epstein about 1,000 times in this 10-year period that's in question during this trial. And he testified today that not once did he see a girl on board the plane who looked under the age of 20 who wasn't accompanied by a parent or an adult. Now, he was being asked this because Jeffrey Epstein's former lover and business partner, she was his property manager, Ghislaine Maxwell. She's charged with 6 counts of enticing, transporting, and sex trafficking girls as young as 14.
She faces up to 80 years in prison. And I understand the prosecutors are saying, look, this Ghislaine Maxwell, she was actually number two in the hierarchy of Jeffrey Epstein's employees, and that she knew, and the accusations are, she used to set up and get underage girls to come to the house for massages, and she was actually present in the room while some of these things were going on, is also some of the accusations. Is it going to be hard, do you think, for the defence to separate Ghislaine Maxwell from Jeffrey Epstein, who is a convicted paedophile?
You've hit the nail on the head there. That's going to be their challenge. And they pretty much said that in opening statements yesterday. They said that, and I'm paraphrasing here, but the defence got up and said, look, ever since the time of Eve tempting Adam with an apple, women have been villainised for the crimes of men. It was quite an opening statement to make. But what they're saying is that she's not Jeffrey Epstein, that she's not like Jeffrey Epstein, and that's the way they're going to try and paint her over the next 6 weeks. But it is a challenge because in the eyes of the public, and who knows, maybe in the eyes of the jury, the two, they go hand in hand, those names, Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein. So they were together romantically for some period of
Bonnie
time.
Bonnie and Clyde, yeah.
Well, yeah, alleged partners in crime, I think is fair to say at this point. We'll find out after the end of this trial what a jury thinks of that. But they were lovers at one point, and then she was his property manager at one point after that. So we're learning about her role in the Epstein financing company, I guess. It's not what it's called, but it's the way it acted. Flight logs were an issue dealt with this morning. So they're trying to, the prosecutors are trying to tie those private jets with the passengers who were on them and going through the names of the flight logs. And look, the pilot said those flight manifests actually didn't require a comprehensive logging of first and last names of every passenger. So I don't know if they're going to have any luck with that, but they're certainly going to try.
Well, it's intriguing stuff and very, very serious, serious accusations. She could spend 80 years in jail if she's found guilty. I know you're going to go and file for Channel 9 for the Today Show, but tell me quickly, they had trouble getting a jury together?
Yeah, trouble's one word for it. So they've been interviewing these jurors. I shouldn't laugh. They've been interviewing them for weeks now, and they thought that they'd landed on their 12 jurors and 6 subs, so a group of 18. Yesterday, the whole thing was supposed to kick off at 9 o'clock in the morning. We wasted 2 hours while they tried to sort out 2 jurors. One of them decided on the day to tell the judge, hey, by the way, my workplace is only covering me for 2 weeks of jury duty pay, so I can't do this. The judge actually had to intervene, call up that workplace, we don't know where it was, speak to HR and get an exemption so that this particular juror could get paid and could stay on the jury. And then another one popped their head up and said, hey, my spouse has just surprised me with a surprise Christmas vacation that I need to go on. So that could throw a spanner in the works in about a month from now when we're celebrating Christmas. They may, in fact, have to sit on different days as a result of that. But yeah, 2 hours gone yesterday.
All right, Michael, I'll let you go. I know you got to go. I really appreciate your time. Maybe we can talk again.
Yeah, sounds good, Luke. Anytime.
Thank you, mate. Bye-bye. Take care. Michael Genovese, who is Channel 9's US correspondent in New York City. He's there live for us right now. And you heard it here on The Night Shift. 133353.